eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. We are broadcasting live today from Morristown, New Jersey, as part of the Eagles Radiothon. A very generous donation was made by the exceptional law firm Lopez McHugh.
Yes.
214 Flynn Avenue right here in Morristown. They know how to live it up. Great spread. Barrett Brooks has already demolished the thing. Good job there, Barrett Brooks.
Great panini. Appreciate you having me on, man.
We're happy to have you here, Barrett. Right. We got an awful lot to deal with on what has been an extraordinary week for football fans all over the country, including right here in Philadelphia. And we will tackle that in depth today. We have great guests to help us with that. Al, is there a more a human columnist than Mike Sealskin?
No, he's a human.
Is he good at handling the human stuff?
He is.
Because, frankly, no one here is good at the human stuff. All right, Rhea is. Rhea's back at the station, by the way. Rhea, you normally handle the human stuff.
Somebody has to.
So if anything human happens during the show, jump in, okay? Because we need your help on that.
Got it.
8 o'clock. I don't know how to do this. Barrett's going to help me. Jason Kelce's coming out of the show. And if that was not the worst game he ever played, it was in the top 10. Right, Al? And normally, I don't even have to say he played poorly. Mm-hmm. He usually says it first.
Yeah.
But, Barrett, if I acknowledge the fact that Kelce had a bad game, that would be accurate, correct? Can I get away with that? You're a lineman. He did not play well.
Well, yeah, I mean – nobody really played well on the offensive line that game.
No, but I don't have all of them on. I just have him on.
Yeah, he played
poorly.
For his standards, absolutely.
Yeah, at his standard, he was way below the standard.
Yes,
so
definitely.
That could be awkward. If it does, and I think he may live in Jersey, you're going to have to protect
no,
me if he
doesn't.
Gets very upset.
But I'm sure
he does not live
it.
In Jersey, Rhea?
No, I'm sure you'll handle it with grace and class.
No, but if he lives on the other side of the bridge, I may go after him a little harder. All right, anyway, and then at 9 o'clock, because we have so many questions about the game on Sunday, we will travel to New York, and we will talk to our favorite New York talker, John Jastrzemski. Because, Al, you had just alluded to it before. Who are the Giants going to play? Are they going to play the starters?
No.
Did what happened on Monday Night Football affect their decision on what to do with starters? And it's going to – what happened on Monday night, and I'm happy to be able to report, it appears some progress is being made by DeMar Hamlin, and that is phenomenal news because the last thing in the world anybody wanted was for somebody to lose their lives in an NFL game. Mm-hmm. That is unimaginable. From what I understand, it's only happened once, and it happened out to a player that once played here, Chuck Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Sielski did a piece on him, and we'll talk about that because I'm wondering, even back then, and this was the 60s, did that change people's lives? Did that change the way they appreciated the game of football? So I haven't asked you yet, Barrett. You were on the field for many years in the NFL. When you see something like that, does it affect the way you're thinking the next time you take a snap? What happens? What goes through the head of a football player after an incident like that?
You definitely become very human on how you approach things. You start making business decisions. But those businesses always don't come with you, you know, appreciating your health.
Yeah.
You just come through the decision, all right, I'm making a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, you got a short amount of time to maximize your money, make a potential. So you block it all out and you go out there and play. You know, understanding that you're playing a game that you worked your butt off for your entire life to play. And you get an opportunity, but something like this is always in the back of your mind. But you just push it away, man.
Here's the thing, Barry. I developed the theory to help the Eagles this week, and it did not work. All right? And my theory was that what had happened in the very first series of the Eagles game against New Orleans to Josh Sweat had affected the way the Eagles played the rest of the game. Because a human thing, you see a tremendous player having a great year on the field, incapacitated, 10 minutes to get him hooked up with the neck braces and all the stuff that they use there. And I went, maybe they were looking at that, and then, I don't know, they didn't play the same way. No one took the bait. No one said, no, that was the reason we play about it. I don't have another good explanation for it. And I'm still wrestling here on Thursday of how much we should focus on the biggest game of the year for the Eagles when there's this other story that is so much more important than what we talk about. And you know what, Al? I have just convinced myself, having done this so long, that we move forward and talk about what we love, and that is these big games.
Yeah.
That's the way I'm going to approach it today. But yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. This will hover. What happened to Monday Night Football will hover over every game this week and the rest of the season. Because every time someone goes down, there will be that built-in fear now that it could be even more serious than you realize in the moment. And that's really what we're looking at today. And we have great guests to deal with it. And you. And I'm going to start you right now. Joe, play the music. Here's our contest today.
All right.
Because, Al, the Eagles are going to play. We know for sure they're going to play these games this weekend.
Right.
It's 4:25 Sunday afternoon. A game that either gives the Eagles the first seed or the fifth seed on the road in the wild card, which is a recipe for immediate expulsion from the playoffs. The New York, New York, Al, is the most famous song about any city or state ever recorded. Do you realize that?
Real.
Most popular, done most times. We've done extensive research on this. Yeah. Ava Graham came up with this. Yeah. I don't have to tell you. Ava leaves no stone unturned. So what we, and Ava's the judge today. We need you to recommend the song that has a city or a state in the song, preferably in the title.
All right, that'd be good.
So there are only 8 million of them.
Yeah.
Now, what Ava has agreed to do here, Al, is she will monitor each of these selections. Mm-hmm. And then the top five, she will then announce the top five winners in a medley sung by herself.
Oh, medley.
Yep. This part she wasn't all that enthusiastic
medley,
about.
Medley, that's not easy.
Come on. But I said to her, these are my final days, Ava. Come on. I got to hear that brassy, that belt out a couple of brassy tunes. So you will do it, and then the five will go in a hat, and somebody is going to the game on Sunday, the biggest game of the year, in the NovaCare Luxury Suite.
Nice.
So just think of a song right now and call in and claim one of the best ones early. 215-592-9494. All right, let me start this off by giving you the latest update. It came from a member of the DeMar Hamlin family, Jordan Rooney, Al, and this was his report yesterday on ESPN.
The news that we will share today is we've got some positive steps in the right direction. So still has a long ways to go, but in terms of what the doctors want to see, it's positive.
I know you can't get too deep into that because they haven't even shared all of that, but what does positive steps, what does that look like from what they've told you?
To be honest, that's all I got. That in terms of what they were looking for and hoping to see overnight, they got that. They got what they needed.
Well, that's great. There were originally reports that he had been resuscitated a second time at the hospital. The family then said no, that was not accurate, that it was just the one time on the field when medical personnel on that field saved DeMar Hamlin's life. And that was they are heroes to me, Al, and the league should take a bow for having the right people in place. What happened later, I will get to. The league should not take a bow for, because I don't know. This is a great moment for them to show how there is a commitment to the good health of their players, and they blew it. They found a way to screw it up. But we'll get to that later on. Now let's get to with how, if at all, this is going to affect the game on Sunday. Al, so let's start with the Giants. All right, the Giants have nothing to gain.
Nope, nothing.
And their players have just witnessed an alarming thing happen on the field. A thing that Barrett just told us. It has to make you think the next time you go on a football field. So are the Giants going to play their players, or is this another good reason to give them the week off and prepare for the playoffs the following week?
Yeah, I would think they aren't going to play their players. I mean, why would you risk it?
Yeah, you don't think there's any residual from the fact that the Eagles tanked the Giants out of a playoff spot 3 years ago?
No, it's different staff, different.
So you don't think that's a factor at all?
No, and I don't think the quarterback has the stature to ask it.
All right. So that's the first part of it. Barrett, now I'll play for you the second part. How will it affect the Eagles in a game they have to win? They don't just have to win, by the way. They have to win and play like they did when they were 13-1.
Absolutely.
They have to win. It's not enough to win by a field goal against the scrubs on the Giants. That doesn't win you anything. You have to build confidence back after two bad games, especially the New Orleans game. Don't you, Barrett?
Absolutely. They have to play at a high level. They have to get back to the fundamental football they were playing. I mean, look at what Dallas did last year.
Right.
You know, they played all their starters up until the middle of the third quarter.
Yep.
When the game, we already locked up a playoff spot. Right. And you don't get any momentum. They need momentum right now in the worst way going into this postseason.
They do. It may be provided by the return of the MVP of the league, Jalen Hurts. We'll get to that a little bit later. Here was Brandon Graham yesterday talking about how you have to put aside what you saw and play your best football.
Things happen in his life. I mean, there's so many things that's going to happen even more in our lives, and we just got to keep pressing. I mean, when people pass on in our family and, you know, you grieve and all that stuff, and it's like, you know, you still have to keep moving forward because your job continues. I mean, you know, our purpose here is still our purpose, and we got to make sure every day that we just, you know, control what we can. And so right now, controlling what we can is checking on him, making sure that he's good, but, you know, giving him that time, his family that time to make sure that, you know, we give him that respect, but we got to work while we're doing it too.
All right, so he is, as usual, he's kind of a spokesman for the emotional side of the team, and he's saying, you know, we now have to move on. And it's probably going to be easier because it looks like Hamlin is going to be okay, I think, long term.
Yeah.
We don't know for sure. All we know is he has survived a couple of days now, and his family is saying he's doing better. And then you got Fletcher Cox, who's in the middle, bing and bye. There's some nastiness going on in the middle of the line there, right, Barrett?
Absolutely.
There's a lot of stuff going on in there with those big guys.
Well, let's say each play is equivalent to a car wreck, a 20-mile-an-hour car wreck, each play.
So ouch.
That's like 60 car wrecks that you're playing in throughout a game.
All right, so could I go there with an airbag? Would that work for me?
I wish I did have one, but
what if they put an airbag on your shoulder pads?
Well, you know
they probably have them. they're pretty close to it.
Remember the bubble they had? The bubble that they were using as camera?
Oh God, yes.
Anyway, here's Fletcher Cox talking about understanding the risk when you play in the NFL.
I mean, think everybody think they're really these big bad guys, you know. I mean, we are, but at the same time, you know, we have emotions, you know. We have people. We have problems. We have real life problems. We have, you know, some guys have struggled with mental health issues and, you know, things that they all go through. You know, but I think at the end of the day that, you know, it's a real violent sport. You know, football is a violent sport.
Here's where we are. Just so you know, going into this game on Sunday, it is going to be played. There was some questions even through yesterday. It is going to be played. Right now, the most likely scenario is that the game on Monday Night Football will be canceled. They will not resume the game, and somehow they will use percentages to determine who's getting the right pairings. That's the latest information on Pro Football Talk this morning, that they're probably going to just cancel that game and continue with the schedule as it is right now. So I don't know if that's fair or not fair, but that's probably what they're going to do. So that's where we are right now. So now we're asking ourselves the question, well, coming up on the biggest game the Eagles are playing this season, how's it going to affect them? Is it going to in some way make it even harder for them to find their way back from the way they were the first 14 games? Let us start out at the bottom. And this is a Giants fan, Adrian. So we'll start with Adrian. Hi, Adrian. How are you today?
Oh, good. Hey, D'Angelo.
Are you excited for the game Sunday?
No, not really, man. You know,
you're not.
Nah. I mean, you got to look at the bigger picture. I mean, we in. Ain't nothing we can do to change where we going to be. We going to be six. Yeah, I think, you know, I would love to stick it to you guys because y'all stick it to us every chance y'all get on
right.
every level. But, I mean, then what happened on Monday, man, this has been a tough, you know, it's been a tough couple of days, man, for the whole world, actually, because, you know, everybody's watching football. I don't know, man. It took a lot of my thunder out. I wish I probably could have talked to y'all Monday morning instead of now. Maybe I'd have had a little bit more thunder, but I'm glad I probably didn't because it probably have been real insensitive, some of the things I probably would have said. But
let me tell you something, Adrian. When something like this happens, we're all on eggshells. You understand? Because we love these games so much that in a moment of moronic thinking,
yes.
you will suddenly place the game above the health of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't do that. But, Adrian, do you think the Giants, which way do you think this affects the Giants? I had the feeling that Dable was going to play his starters at least at the beginning to keep them, you know, and they're playing pretty well right now, to keep them going. And maybe you see that and go, why am I going to do that? Let's just wait till the playoffs.
I just think that you know, right now we have a successful season. I mean, we won four games last year. We had nine now. We actually in the playoffs. So I think, you know, what he set out to do was to get us in the playoffs and get us an opportunity and a chance to, you know, to compete. I think we competed all year long. So, you know, I'm going to tell you, though, Angelo, you know, these last 2 weeks, you know, without Hurts, I guess that'll go out the window with Michael Parsons said it's a system. No, it's not a system. It's actually Jalen Hurts.
Very true. Adrian, I would have you play for the contest, but you're a Giants fan, and I'm not about to put you in the Nova Kibba. That would not have gone down well at all. That would not have gone down well. So you don't get to name a song that has a city or a state in it. 215-592-9494. There's so many ramifications, though, including one I haven't heard a lot of people talking about. I want to roll that out when we come back. We're going to give you the question of the day. And then I'm going to acknowledge something later in this hour, Al, that I'm not proud of.
Uh-oh.
But I still really care about the game Sunday. Should I feel bad about that?
No.
Should I think that I'm less of a person? Because this stuff still matters so much to me.
I don't think you can be less.
Of a person?
Al, you know what? I haven't worked with you much the last month. It meant a lot to me that I still have that place in your life of priorities. 215-592.
Make you feel better.
Yeah, I feel much better now. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Dive 616.
Home shows provide homeowners the deepest discounts of the year on remodeling projects. And right now, Window Nation is bringing home show savings right into your home. Schedule a free, no-obligation in-home demonstration today and lock in this incredible offer. Get two free windows with every two you buy with no limit, plus pay no interest for 60 months. Imagine the savings and costs and lower energy bills, but you don't just have to imagine how beautiful new Window Nation windows will look in your home. You can actually see it. Use their free virtual visualizer at windownation.com/homeshow. Upload a picture of your house and try out hundreds of options online. Get design tips from the experts and learn how Window Nation's trained installation specialists have helped over 150,000 homes with over 96% satisfaction. Call Window Nation today, 866-90-NATION, or go to windownation.com/homeshow. Get two windows free with every two you buy and pay no interest for 60 months. That's 5 full years. Window Nation, proud to be endorsed by Jalen Hurts. Brought to you by Meridian Bank, Jalen Hurts listed as a limited participant at the Eagles walkthrough on Wednesday. Inquirer's Jeff McClain reporting Hurts took all the first team reps. Hurts, of course, has missed the last two games, both losses. Birds wrap up the regular season Sunday at home against the Giants. 425. Sixers without Joel Embiid beat the Pacers 129-126 in overtime. James Harden with 26, and Embiid dealing with left foot soreness. Meridian Bank's regional presence and community touch pair perfectly with business and entrepreneurial success. Find out why Meridian could be the right fit for your business at meridianbanker.com. NBC 10 First Alert forecast, mix of sun and clouds, a high of 60. It is currently 54. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
Welcome back. It's 6:22 right now. We are not in the studio. Rhea's in the studio, yes, monitoring all developments and taking care of stuff. And we are out here in Morristown, New Jersey at the Lopez McGue Law Firm. And it's right on Flint Avenue. And these guys, Al, are elite lawyers who often deal in malpractice issues.
Oh.
So they are, I would say, the arch enemy of doctors.
Hmm.
And as you know, Al, I didn't like doctors or lawyers. So today I'm on the lawyer's side.
Okay. they brought us bagels.
But they did.
Oh, and spread.
They are one big hoagie away from getting our full support.
Right.
That's how we work here. Ava Graham, yes. We have a couple of questions today. What's the first one?
We do, and it's brought to you by Armand Chevrolet. Armand Chevrolet wishes all a happy and healthy new year. Thank you to the Delaware Valley for over 22 years of support. Final words to Armand Chevrolet. Do you think Jalen Hurts will play on Sunday against the Giants? Yes or no?
It is a monumentally important question. Because, well, we watched Gardner Minshew last week, and we don't need another week of that. So here's the thing. I'll give you an update. Nick Sirianni, take this for what it's worth, Al. Nick is not showing his cards.
Okay.
Here's what he said about Nick, about his MVP quarterback starting on Sunday.
We'll still keep that day by day. We don't have to make a decision yet. And we're going to see how this week goes, and we'll see how today's walkthrough goes of everything. And then, you know, tomorrow we'll see a little bit more because we'll be more than a walkthrough. We'll be practicing. And so, you know, we'll get a better idea here within the next couple of days.
The correct response to our first question of the day is yes.
Yes.
He will play. Al, you with me on that, right?
Unless he gets hurt at practice.
No doubt. You're right. That would change it. If his arm is not 100%, or his shoulder hurts and it starts hurting again, they can't play him. But assuming all that, he's probably past that point now. Anyway, he will play. Barrett Brooks, will Hurts play on Sunday?
Absolutely.
Is there any doubt in your mind?
Nothing on God's green earth is going to stop him from playing and locking his body.
I'm going to tell you something. If they said to him he couldn't play, he'd dress anyway and sneak onto the field and go into the huddle. They'd end up with 12 men on the field.
Do you remember what Billy King used to tell us? Like sometimes they had to hide Allen Iverson's jersey.
Allen would go in even when he was not cleared and try to get into the game. You're 100% right. Rhea, no question, right?
He's playing. Correct.
No question whatsoever. Just so you know, that's where we are right now at Hurts. It is only an essential question for the game on Sunday. And the other thing I want to ask people about, especially you, Barrett, and you, Rhea. Barrett Brooks, you have a couple of adult sons.
Yes.
Who did play football.
Absolutely.
If they were small now and you had seen what happened on Monday Night Football, would it give you pause to let them play football when they were kids?
I'd be trying to raise the next Tiger Woods then.
You would,
Or John McEnroe. Are they playing tennis, hockey? I mean, not hockey, but tennis, baseball, or golf.
How hard was it for you to green light them when they were younger? Was it hard?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't because I saw the game differently then. You know, I wanted them to play, you know, and it worked out against me actually because everybody expected my sons to be what I was, you know, and it was kind of unfair. So my youngest son, he took a different route. He became a better wrestler. And my oldest son, he's like, you know what? I'm not built for this football stuff. I'm an engineer. So he's a sound engineer.
Good for him.
Nice.
Good for him. Rhea Hughes, your son is in exactly that age level where they start to say, I want to play middle school football. I want to play tackle football. I want to go to football leagues. What do you tell him?
Well, he's always been very slight. Like now he's tall and thin, but it was always like a little kid. I would, if he wanted to play, I'd have to let him play. I'd be afraid, but, you know, if he wanted to play, I would let him play.
But when you see what happened Monday night, doesn't
it
make
I would
it
be
go,
a mess. Oh,
makes it worse, right?
No, I would be a total mess on the sidelines or in the stands every single time.
Right. Like right now, there is probably still some kids league somewhere. I don't know. It's kind of past the normal season for the kids league. Mm-hmm. But if there's any kids playing, their parents are holding their breath every snap of the ball. because of what they saw Monday night. It changes a lot of the way you see things. All right, let's go back to the phone. Scott's up from Barrington. Hi, Scotty.
Brother Angelo, morning crew. Brother B, what's good with you?
Good, good. What's going on now?
Nothing much, man. I'm just trying to see this chess match that the Eagles and the Giants are playing against each other. It's going to be interesting. Brother B, but with the Eagles, you're strategizing. Of course, Sirianni's not – you're probably going to – I already heard you say, but I'm going to ask you again. You're probably going to play Hurts because we saw what happened the last two games. You're going to start Hurts maybe a full game or half a game.
Until they get a comfortable lead that they could take out the starters. You know, we've done that in the past. But you got to play Hurts, number one, because he hadn't played in 2 weeks. Number two, you got to lock this game up. I mean, we've seen, you know, a lot of stuff happen with teams going into the playoffs cold, and you don't want that to happen. You want to be getting – and playing their best ball going into the playoffs. So he needs to go out there and make a big, big difference in the game.
Barrett, I have the most radical idea that ever occurred to me. I want to run it by you. On Sunday, the Eagles put Hurts out there and run the ball a lot and keep running the ball with this great run-blocking offensive line and a terrific 1,200-yard running back. I mean, commit to the run. Therefore, far less danger for Hurts. He eases his way back in, and you probably win easily because running the ball remains a strength of the team, even though they really use it. How about that plan?
And from your mouth to God's
ears. Thank you. Thank you. Rhea, thank you.
You Rhea. Really think that's going to happen?
No, not for a chance. And I don't get it. I don't. You know how many emails? Rhea, I've gotten so many emails from people sending me stats of how much better the Saints are against the pass than the run and openly questioning why these people spend a week game planning and not featuring the friggin' run.
Here's what's bizarre to me. So when you talked to Nick Sirianni, I guess on Tuesday, he said that Miles Sanders was limited. He had the knee brace on.
Yeah.
So let me see if I get this right. Your best running back, you know, 1,200-yard rushing back, has a knee brace. And on the very first play, you have him in blitz protection. But you're limiting him because of his knee.
None of it made sense.
I mean, I
none of it. That game plan. I'll tell you right now. Mm-hmm. If you got a room of parakeets and a big board, and you said to the parakeets, set up a game plan for the Eagles against the Saints, they could not have done worse.
No,
the parakeets couldn't have.
They did run the ball the whole One series.
We're featuring the run one series.
Yeah.
They missed by 1 yard. Well, we're done with that. We're not going to be doing that again.
That's important. This game, I don't know about this game, though. I mean, don't you want Hurts to get back in some sort of rhythm?
In his time.
Yeah, but,
I'm in no hurry here.
This is the last game.
Al, it's fine. It's fine. Al,
don't you want pass
he will throw the ball. Yeah. He will throw the ball. Don't encourage. You're making it worse. You're encouraging them to do the only thing they want to do. Throw.
That's all
I'm saying. All right, Scott, I need a song that has in it the name of a city or a state.
Midnight Train to Georgia.
Oh, any way you could sing a little of that, Scott?
I don't sing. I would, but I don't want to run you guys off the air. Maybe Ava can do it.
Midnight Train to Georgia is an awesome song. Stay right there. We are off and running for the NovaCare tickets. Anthony's up next. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Angelo. How we doing?
We're doing fine, Anthony. I'm very nervous about Sunday. Whenever that happens, I know I'm enjoying the football season.
And join the club on that one. I think everyone in Philadelphia is nervous as hell right now.
We are, because what we saw Sunday is not the team that won 13 games. It wasn't even close to it.
It was the O-line having problems, and Gardner was not playing like he was against Dallas. But I do think the Saints are really good against the pass, and I was originally calling to say that I think we should start Gardner again so we don't, you know, hurt for the playoffs. But the more I was thinking about it, you know, I – think your revelation of actually running the ball and having Jalen start would be a genius idea, but I do think we need to get, you know, Jalen some time to go against a full speed defense opposed to just in practice before the playoffs, so he's not too cold.
All right, listen, Anthony, And I'm glad we provide a service here today by convincing you that using Minshew another week was not a good idea. All right, Anthony, if you don't use Hurts on Sunday, and regardless of what happens after that, he's coming in cold in the playoffs with three games off. You don't want that. He is the second thing is you are frustrating your MVP by not allowing him to bail his team out with one more victory. To me, Al, if he wins Sunday, and I got a whole thing I want to do on this a little later. If he wins Sunday, the debate about MVP is over. Do you understand?
Ross told us yesterday it's over.
It's over.
Not in a good way.
It's over for Mahomes, right?
Yeah.
Well, no. Those are dumb people. Because if you are, hold on, if you're 14-1, if your team is great primarily because you're great, that's what an MVP is.
Yeah.
Mahomes does that every year. No, it's not even close. Oh, don't get me going. Anthony, give me a song. A song with a city or a state in, like New York, New York.
How about Viva Las Vegas?
Oh, nice one. Any way you could croon a little bit of that, Ant?
Viva Las Vegas. That's all.
Wow. That was better than Scott, Ant. Stay right there, buddy. Let's try Troy next in the Northeast. Hi, Troy.
Hey, Andrew, what's going on, brother? How you guys doing?
I'm doing fine, Troy. I'm not supposed to, I guess, but I'm still really looking forward to football on Sunday. I love a big game.
I got you. Listen, before I talk about Jalen and the walking wounded, let me ask Barrett a question since he's part of the fraternity. Barrett, is it true that they have a piece of equipment that could actually protect the Hamlin from the chest blow?
No.
They did not have that? Or they don't have it when you played?
They didn't have what I played. I don't think that they have. I mean,
do they have a chest plate?
You have to have a reason for it. Like, if you have a bruised sternum or something, they can give you a plate, and it's nothing but some fiberglass that they mold into your shoulder pads. And I mean, that's all it is, just to protect your chest from getting hit, or if you have some bruised ribs or something like that. It's nothing that they have that'll. You can't protect your body from doing something that's not supposed to be doing all the time. You know, that's why helmets. You'll never find a completely safe helmet, shoulder pads. I mean, the human body is just not meant to do the things we do on a football field. It's
very that's the right point. Yep. You have to accept that if you play the game, right?
Absolutely.
You're doing things that put you at risk.
Yep.
No way around it. Troy, do you have a song for me?
I do got a song. Okay. My song is Hotel California.
Al loves that song.
I love that song, too. I love the guitar at the beginning of that. Al, is that a nice guitar at the beginning of the song?
It's one of my favorite reggae songs.
That's not reggae.
It is reggae.
Listen, that guitar.
It's a reggae.
You don't like it, do you?
It's just kind of played out a little.
Can I be honest with you? What? Your snobby behavior goes beyond
that's not even a,
I didn't realize you were snobbing in music, too.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you. I like it. It's fine.
I never knew. Al, that's a classic song.
Yeah, it is.
He questioned my song when I first came in, my artist.
What was your artist?
Michael McDonald.
Oh, come on. That's a great
sultry voice, man.
Al, that's soul music.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? 215-592-9494. When we return... I'm going to put my cards on the table. Yeah. I'm a weak man, and I think I'm going to speak for a lot of people when I say.
What is it?
Even now, in a week of great perspective for sports fans, I still really care about a big game.
Oh, yeah.
WIP Sports Time, 6:36.
Hey, one of the things I love about betting on the NFL, and you're going to too, is that you always find new player or game props that you absolutely love. And that goes right through this whole regular season and the playoffs whenever. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook, and that's in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout, and that's perfect for Sunday's games. Hey, look, quarterback, I think he's coming back. Maybe he gets that rushing TD again, rushing yards, passing yards, whatever it is. I think he's looking to have the big one to end that season on a positive note, so that's where you want to put your parlay. It's just one of the reasons I bet with FanDuel. It's really, really easy to use. iPhone, iPad, this, that, the other thing, 1, 2, 3, you're in. It's safe, and when you win, you get your winnings quickly. FanDuel Sportsbook is, of course, the official partner of 94 WIP. I love this app. No feeling like nailing a same game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel. New to FanDuel, sign up today with the promo code AL for your no sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's promo code AL. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Joint 864. Welcome back. We are in Morristown, New Jersey today. The Lopez McHugh Law Firm, 214 Flynn Avenue in Morristown, is hosting us today as part of our Eagles Radiothon. They made an extremely generous contribution to the Eagles' causes, and we are here for that reason, and we're thrilled to be here, and they are tremendous hosts. A little later, Al, I'm hoping to get a lawyer on here or something. But
there's a couple
they
around.
They told me already that if I put them on, I'm on the clock. This is a very, very, very high level law firm, so that would be pricey.
Yeah, you're retiring. See if they have a divorce lawyer here.
Al, don't. Al, I'm worried about that. Don't bring it up. All right, I would now like to throw myself on the mercy of the audience.
Okay,
all right?
Yeah.
Because every once in a while, I realize that deep down, I'm a very superficial human being.
Right okay. Now?
And my first indication of that was many years ago when I chose as my career to be involved in sports.
Okay.
So I was a sports writer, now I'm in radio sports talk at all this time.
Okay.
And I did it because I didn't want to deal with real life.
Oh.
I did not want, you understand, I went into this and I went to a very good school. They said, we would like you to cover wars. And we would like you to be in Europe at a news agency. And we want you to be
very
running.
Serious stuff.
They were very serious.
That would have helped diplomacy in the world.
Well, I don't think And I went, no, I think I would like to cover games. And they went, well, okay, fine. Never say that again at this school. Right? It was Columbia Journalism School. And they said, never say that because we don't think it's a great idea. Ironically, Mike Sielski's coming up at 7 now. He did the same thing I did many years later. He went into sports after going to Columbia. They don't want you to do it. I only did it because I did not want to deal with life.
They didn't go
death.
Out of business, that Columbia school?
They should have by now, right? But I didn't want to deal with life and death. I didn't want to deal. I want to watch a game and understand that whether they lost or won, whether it was devastating or exhilarating, it was just a game.
Yeah.
And now we, every once in a while, whether we want it or not, we're confronted with something like what happened on Monday Night Football.
Right.
And I have a very difficult time at that point being a human being and a fan at the same time. Because if you're a human being, you're going, what happened on a field? That's all that matters.
Yeah.
There's other stuff.
Yeah,
who won a sports event? Who cares?
Yeah,
right?
Nobody cared about the score of that game. Yeah.
But then a couple of days go by. Now it's Thursday.
Yeah.
And my normal process is to start to really get excited about a football game, let alone the most important game of the year, the game that determines whether or not you get the bye, the first seed, you have a real chance to win the championship. And it's like, yeah, but don't go there. This is more important. This is, and I'm having a really hard time not looking forward to a football game the way a good human being would. Because, you know what I'm saying? You're following it. You know me pretty well, right?
But I don't think you're different than anybody else.
I don't,
honestly.
But I'm trying to make it more public so people that feel the way I do don't feel like they're alone.
Two things can be true at the same time. You can feel horrible about what happened, and you can sit down on Sunday and watch
the
game.
You got to move on.
Yeah, you do. And that's why I was asking Barrett before. If you're a player, I said to Barrett during one of the breaks, I went, Barrett, during the week, are they discussing this in the locker room, what happened to Hamlin? Are they talking about it in meetings? And you said they can't, right? They got to move on. They got to focus on a game, and you won't be doing that if you're looking at the other thing.
They are human, and they look at it. But once the game plan was getting put in, now they got to get back to watching tape and be involved with football. They have to take care of their family, just like his family has to take care of him. And that's just – the human side of it has to go kick in and put you to the humanity of your family and the needs of your family, what you have to do to feed your family. This is the last week that some of these guys are going to get paid, so they got to make sure they get some more checks going into this.
That's
you know,
very good
point.
This is
the last week, you know, last week they get paid.
All right, let me give you, because it's funny what was going on yesterday in the Eagles' locker room. The players were dealing with two entirely separate issues.
Yeah.
One was what happened to Hamlin, and the other was getting ready for a big game.
Yeah.
So I just played for you a moment ago, Fletcher Cox saying, we know every day when we go out on the field, it's a violent game. We are putting ourselves at risk when we do that. And then in the next breath, he's got to talk about the game.
Yeah.
Here's what he said about facing the Giants.
I mean, maybe it is eye-opening. Maybe we needed another reality check. And the truth is now we have it. Now how do we respond? You know, now we face it. You know, I wouldn't say it's adversity, but now we get a chance to go play the Giants with a lot at stake for us. So, you know, obviously we're already there, but obviously, the other thing is we want the playoffs to run through the link, which would be awesome. So, we just got to focus, man. We know they'll come here ready to roll. It don't matter if they're playing their starters or not. I know that we are playing, so just, be ready to go on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, that's just football talk. He's talking about adversity, not what happened to Hamlin. He's talking about how badly they played last week. I still don't fully understand that. I do not understand how they played that game in that spot with so much at stake. And they also cost themselves a much higher draft pick.
Oh, yeah.
They blew that, too.
Right. Yeah.
They blew so much by playing that badly.
Absolutely.
It makes me not trust the coaches because the coaches did not have the team ready to play.
They definitely
9-minute were. Drive. 4-3 and outs in a row. That's not having your team ready to play. Unbelievable. This is going to be very interesting. And then Brandon Graham said he asked the fans to step up and help the team.
We got to bring the noise. We got to make sure that we keep ourselves our morale up because we know that we can get the job done. We just got to make sure that we know that we got to prove it each and every week, and it's not just going to come. Last time we was prepared, last time we was together, and that's what we got to make sure we do. Keep that energy up because that's what's going to help us. Do your job.
And here's the most amazing thing that came out of the locker room yesterday with the Eagles. Josh Sweat was in a lot different situation than DeMar Hamlin was, and that was on Sunday. He was on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Long break. Several times they had to go to break. They thought he might have a severe neck injury.
It was so quiet in the stadium.
To paralysis. Rhea said it was like a morgue.
It was the quietest I'd ever heard it.
Nothing, right? No one, yeah. Everybody
was
petrified.
Yeah.
He got off the field. He seems to be okay. They checked him out. All the extremities are fine. Yesterday, Nick Sirianni is talking about Josh Sweat. Keep in mind, after what happened to Sweat, the next day, that happened to Hamlin.
Right.
And listen to what Nick said about Sweat.
Hey, Josh was in here today. No update as far as where he is. As far as anything there, we'll just continue to take it day by day. Obviously, we all know, with what happened to him on Sunday. But, it was good to see him back in here today and the smile on his face and probably going to be bugging me to play. We'll see. But, we'll take that day by day. I'm glad he's back in the building with his teammates.
He wants to play.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's healthy.
He wants to play. He's a hell of a football player.
Yeah.
He's had a great season.
Doctor's got to get the green light.
1 week later, after witnessing what he barely escaped from, serious, serious injury. And then Hamlin, serious, serious ramifications on a horrible hit. He wants to play.
They all want to play.
They all want to play, right, Barrett?
Well, they do. And it's not unprecedented. Like, this injury is unprecedented. Yeah. Them seeing a player on the field, they're doing, CPR on a player. That's right. That's totally different from, anything I've ever seen these players have seen, since they've been playing. But it's not unprecedented that we've had to go through things like this to keep going. You had 9/11. People had to come back from
that.
Oh,
yeah.
You've had COVID, the whole COVID thing, social injustice. The league has been able to maneuver and pick their way through all these situations. So they know what to do. They probably already told the teams what they're going to do, and they just haven't presented it to us as fans.
Right. So you just mentioned all these horrible American tragedies, right?
Yep.
Do you know in all those periods – I was still looking forward to the next game and caring as much as I did at all. No, I always did.
Yeah,
my first reaction is sports provides for me the escape from that makes my life comfortable.
Absolutely.
And it's the same thing applies to this week. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't want to feel shame at really counting the days till the game, but that's the way I'm wired.
That's the way everybody is.
Are they really?
It's hard to believe you're normal.
I may be normal in this one thing.
It's the worst thing you can do is stop.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
If you stop, that's all you think. All you think about is the bad stuff.
I feel a little guilty, but I'm being honest. It still matters to me this game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Just as much as it did before. Billy is on the line. If I could bunch him in here. Hi, Billy. Billy, are you there?
Billy
has
left. That's why they say when you're going through hell, keep going. Otherwise, you're always in hell.
Yeah, that's a very well put out.
Thanks, Al.
Write that down. Andy's up from Deptford. Hi, Andy the Troll.
Yo, Ed. Morning, pal.
What are you feeling this morning, Andy?
You know what I'm taking from these last couple weeks? I'm losing more confidence in the coach than ever. I think he's really showing his inexperience and him being young. You go back to the Bears game. You got your best player on the team. You give him 17 carries? How stupid was that? You go to the Cowboys game. Maddox goes down. You got Josiah Scott in the slot covering their best player, CeeDee Lamb. He's beating them like a drum. Over 10 catches, over 100 yards. How about we move Darius Slay, making over $16 million a year, move him around. He should be able to play their best receiver. Have some accountability, Sirianni. Get in Jonathan Gannon's ear. You're the head coach. Make the call.
See, Andy's moved on.
No, Andy, I love this call. Andy, you're 100% right. Keep going.
And you go to this last game, right? You got Gardner, non-mobility Minshew. You're running the damn read option with him? How stupid is that? Like, come on. Yep. You got to adjust to your player's skill set. I think these last couple games, he's really dropping the ball. And then you look at Hurts, right? If Hurts is injured, he's not practicing. Am I right, Barrett? If you got
Absolutely.
A significant injury, you're not practicing. So the last 2 weeks, the man has been hurt. I don't think he's injured. I think he's hurt, and he can play. If he's hurt and practicing, why isn't he in the game? If he's that injured, he wouldn't have been out there practicing. Am I right, Barrett?
100% correct. Yes, you're right. You're right, Barrett.
So what is he doing? Like, come on, Sirianni. You better wake up if you're going to be one and done in the playoffs.
I think he just dropped the ball as far as the expectation was this team is good enough to win without Hurts, and that was his expectation. If he'd have known that how much of a factor Jalen Hurts not being on the field would be, then he probably would have played Jalen Hurts just last week.
Let me give you the dumbest thing, Andy. Before they snapped the ball, 4th and 1, midfield, they were down 3, 4th quarter. I knew they were not going to execute that quarterback sneak because it was not Hurts, it was Minshew. And he looked like a little bug on the ground around all these animals. It was ridiculous. Then he came on the show, Al, on Tuesday. You know what he said? I would do it all over again. Well, then you would lose again.
Yeah.
Learn from your mistakes. That was dumb. They called the game as if Hurts was the quarterback.
Yeah, he's been doing some dumb stuff. But what about defensively? I'm so tired of Darius Slay. Why don't he follow the best receiver like all these other top cornerbacks? You think John isn't following around the best wide receiver on the opposing team? He shut down Justin Jefferson. Hey, Darius, wake up. Let's make a play.
Thank you. Andy, great job. Great call. Give me a song with a city or a state in it.
All right, you got to go with the South Jersey Philly connection. How about Streets of Philadelphia from Bruce?
That's Streets of Philadelphia. Tremendous song by Bruce Springsteen. Put that one down. We're 1 hour through this at the end. Ava Graham will sing a medley of your selections, the top 5. Then we'll put them in a hat, pull it out. Somebody's going to the NovaCare luxury box to see the game. When we return, Mike Sielski, Al, is more profound than we are.
Yeah, he has.
And he may have a way to balance all this stuff out at the same time. He's next, 215-592-9494. Let me tell you about my friends at Pond Lee Hockey Geodata, because they have helped over 100,000 clients obtain some of the largest settlements in Pennsylvania. 250 years of combined courtroom experience with Sam Pond and his team at Pond Lee Hockey Geodata. They have recovered billions of dollars for their injured clients. It's real simple how they do it. They bring you in. They know you're frustrated. You got injured on the job and you're not getting the money you need. So they sit you down and they let you tell them your story. Then they will take the details of that story and the passion you feel about it, and they'll win for you. That's what Sam Pond and his team have been doing for years and years and years. So if you're facing a legal problem, call Pond Lee Hockey, the most successful workers' compensation law firm in Pennsylvania. 800-568-7500, 800-568-7500, pondleehockey.com.
brought to you by MHS Lift. Eagles held a walkthrough on Wednesday in advance of their key regular season finale against the Giants. After missing two games with a shoulder injury, Jalen Hurts listed as a limited participant, though the Inquirer's Jeff McClain reports Hurts took all the first team reps. We will talk to Jason Kelsey at 8 a.m. live here on the WIP Morning Show. Sixers held off the Pacers 129-126 in overtime. MHS Lift is hiring for experienced technicians. Looking to join a winning team with great culture and leadership? Visit MHSLift.com today. That's MHSLift.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast. Mix of sun and clouds. A high of 60. It is currently 54. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.